With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Driven by powerful Santa Ana winds, wildfires are raging across parts of Southern California. Several major fires among them forcing hundreds of thousands of homeowners to flee. California Governor Gavin Newsom says many buildings, including people's homes, have already been reduced to charred rubble.
The fact that people were still not evacuated, still did not heed the warning, were just coming down the canyon, is a reminder of how serious this moment is and how important it is you listen to these evacuation orders.
Fires rage across the Los Angeles area, including in the Pacific Palisades and the Altadena-Pasadena areas. Forecasters expect fire conditions to worsen before they get better. And heading up the coast to Oregon.
Updated versions of state-developed wildfire hazard maps establish rules for people living in the most fire-prone areas that also border wildlands. The provisions impact 6% of the state's roughly 1.9 million tax lots. New construction in those areas will need to have fire-resistant features.
Correspondent Keith Peters. Parts of the South in the deep freeze. Bitterly cold temperatures feel even colder thanks to brisk winds. Forecasters say it's a result of a polar vortex that occasionally drops this far south. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump will discuss his legislative priorities in a meeting today with GOP senators on Capitol Hill. Mr. Trump says he'd like to roll all of those priorities into what he is calling one big, beautiful bill. Former President Carter's body lies in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda ahead of tomorrow's state funeral at Washington National Cathedral. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 110 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 76. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is dividing atheists.
It seems you don't even have to believe in God to question the idea that a person can somehow change his or her sex. The honorary board of the Freedom From Religion Foundation has dissolved after three members quit in a dispute over transgenderism. Some atheists accept the idea that people can change their sex while others don't. And it seems the two sides cannot paper over their differences even to achieve their ideal of a godless society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
McDonald's is joining a growing list of companies that are pulling back on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Ford, Lowe's, John Deere, and others are dropping their efforts to promote the LGBT agenda and other liberal causes amid a backlash from customers and the election of President Trump. Officials at Walmart say they will stop selling LGBT products aimed at youngsters, including chest binders intended for girls who are living as boys. This is SRN News. Democrats are hoping to hold off confirmation of Tulsi Gabbard as President Trump's National Intelligence Director.
Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner told reporters after his meeting with Gabbard he still has questions about her suitability for the role. Warner hopes to continue in his role as the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee. Noting that the committee has yet to receive Gabbard's FBI background check and other paperwork, Warner is balking at Republican requests to start the confirmation hearings early next week. Intel Committee Chairman Republican Tom Cotton has stressed he wants to complete the hearings before Inauguration Day. Bob Agner reporting.
It's a huge deal in the world of tech, the annual Consumer Electronics Show underway now in Las Vegas. And this year, so much of the buzz surrounds AI, artificial intelligence, being integrated into all kinds of gadgets from laptops and desktops to smart TVs and gaming systems. AI, the next big thing, and it's here now. More details, SRNNews.com.